A recent drug bust in Haines now has much less serious charges attached to it. The defendant in the case points to that as evidence of police ineptitude, but prosecutors and police say even though the case is diminished, they plan to pursue the remaining charges. Police initially charged Dean Laurie with 4 felonies. They include 3 possession charges, which are Class C felonies, and 1 more serious Class B felony involving manufacturing or delivering drugs. The charges stem from a sting in mid-October in which police worked with an informant to observe Laurie allegedly selling 6 grams of cocaine. They then obtained a warrant to search his house, where they allegedly found 57 marijuana plants and small amounts of cocaine and methamphetamine. But Assistant District Attorney Amy Page decided to drop 2 of those charges and reduce the other 2 to misdemeanors. Page said there were legal issues that made her think she could not prove 2 of the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. She dismissed the manufacture-deliver charge and the possession charge connected to the marijuana plants. Page said she could not give details about what the legal issues were. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott said he thought the case for those 2 charges was solid.
The bottom line is the DA's office does what the DA's office does. It's our job as law enforcement officers in the state to observe and provide documented evidence so that the DA's office can do their job. And for whatever reason, they found that that was going to be difficult. So I would defer to them on that.
The remaining 2 charges are connected to the small amounts of substances found at Laurie's home that police say tested positive for cocaine and methamphetamine. Page reduced those charges from felonies to misdemeanors. The reason for that, she says, is Crime Reform Bill SB 91. The recently passed bill eases penalties for some nonviolent crimes. Laurie says he was not surprised when he learned that of the 4 original charges against him, 2 were dropped and 2 were reduced.
I knew that when the DA saw this thing, that she was going to be like, has anybody trained or talked to or anything about these? There's just too many unanswered questions. You know, why not a month-long investigation or a 6-month-long investigation or a, you know what I mean? I mean, if the cops got you, man, they want to solidify their case. Just look at the, you know, the tools that were used to build the box.
Laurie maintains his innocence. He says he was unfairly targeted by police and that it all goes back to a personal vendetta against him.
There is no police excitement here, and they are trying to rustle some up. All these guys came from big cities where there's lots of excitement, lots of things to do, and they are simply getting bored.
Here's Police Chief Scott's response.
I don't think there's a personal vendetta. Mr. Laurie was engaging in criminal acts, and he was arrested for it.
Scott says his department is still investigating the case.
Every time that we make a mistake, we're going to get better at what we do. If we can't get somebody one way, we will try another avenue. And if we are aware of behavior, we are going to put all of our efforts behind resolving.
When asked whether there was a mistake made with Laurie's case, Scott said no, but there's always things the police can improve on.
We can get better each and every day.
Scott says he plans for the department to take a more proactive stance, cracking down on manufacturing, distribution, and cultivation of drugs in Haines. Laurie is set to be arraigned on the updated charges Thursday in Haines Court. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.